Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha ha ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season, episode 32. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
And look who decided the show.
Look what the cat drug in.
How we doing, everybody?
What's up, Clary?
I'm doing well, guys.
Where have you been?
Well,
where's Waldo?
So, I've been a little busy with school.
School.
Yeah. Not going so hot right now.
Man, a few words.
Ryan was just telling me about his foils, his trials and tribulations in GMU. And I actually think that he needs your advice.
My advice?
Yeah. So
I'm like a counselor.
Why
my advice?
Well, I just think that this is your area of expertise.
Okay.
It's actually my area of expertise because I've been through this before, but you're probably more studious than I am, and so you excelled more than I did at college.
And I will say this, in academia, I was a very good student, mm-hmm. but what made me a great student, what made me in the goats of students.
Okay, what separated you?
What separated me is I knew how to game the system.
Oh, okay.
Does that mean cheat?
Okay.
No, it doesn't mean cheat.
Because Ryan and Ireland.
You're trying to take away my degree.
Ryan's looking for ways to cheat.
Well, I don't know about that, but.
All right, tell me your problem.
Well, we got a big problem. There's one big problem followed by a million small problems.
Okay.
So the big problem
is... Yeah, what's the big problem? I will be your Hank Haney. I will be your school coach for you.
All right. So Stallion, that's his nickname, by the way. If we call him that, just that's Ryan Clary's nickname. Stallion came to me last week, and he was like sweating and pacing back and forth. Actually... He didn't do bit season last week because he was so stressed out from finals at George Mason.
Well, finals time, yes, can be very stressful, I remember.
I totally get it. I remember those days. But here's the problem.
Okay.
He told me that he needed to hit a grand slam on this math final because his current grade going into the final, I believe, was 54%.
And this is math? This is math.
What level math?
Yeah, what level math?
It is the entry level math, math 112.
Here's why this excites me, Valdez.
Okay.
Because I failed the lowest accredited math course at Arizona State University.
Right.
And I had to retake it. And I failed
math.
It's
kind of embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
I mean, it wasn't Harvard either. I failed math 117, which was algebra. I got bumped down to math 114, which I think is seventh grade math. And I got a D minus in that. And I had to retake it. And I finally passed it. So Ryan had a 54% going into the final.
Let me ask, are D's still considered passing?
They weren't in. I don't believe they were in.
No, you no. can't. You can't get a D in pass. So that's the right, killer.
Well, also, what's your major? Why do you have to take these math courses?
Well, you have to pass an entry level math course for a communications degree. So
it's you
all
probably tested out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
those friggin' smarty pants. I mean, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, like I have to pass this in order to get my degree.
All right, well, this is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you find a buddy who looks kind of like you. Has big thick calves.
Okay.
All right. Has a deep voice.
Uh-huh.
Has tiny eyes.
Okay. I do.
Okay. Damn, dude, you do have tiny eyes.
I know. I think it's because my face is so
fat. Thing that everybody knew about Ryan?
I was actually just staring at him. It was the one thing I noticed.
I do.
All right. And then you give him your ID.
Okay.
And then you have him go.
That doesn't work.
It
is a testing center, though, right?
No. So I didn't have to go on this for this course. This is all online. That's the whole thing about this. But then
how do you not hit a grand slam?
Okay, actually listen to this. It's not 2002
exactly.
anymore, Valdez. Listen to the stipulations.
We have this thing called a lockdown browser. And so that lockdown browser, you can't leave the page. And in fact, it has a webcam on you, like this laptop. I have this webcam right here. And so they see my eyes. If you leave the screen, then you're not like
it tracks your eyeballs, I guess. And if your eyeballs leave the monitor, you get red flagged.
Yeah. Yes.
This is some crazy
stuff.
Because
I told Ryan, I was like, dude, why don't you just like tape the answers on the ceiling, and act like you're cracking your knuckles or something. Yeah.
Right on your hand.
No, you can't do that.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, technology has just gotten.
So I mean, I figured out some ways.
Number one, why is your
don't incriminate yourself?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Actually, it doesn't really even matter at this point.
Why do you have such a poor grade in your class?
Well, I mean, I was telling this to Drab also. Like, I think I try too hard to finesse the system. I put so much work into try to finesse the system and do as.
What do you mean by finesse the system? Like,
there's a synonym for that I don't want to use because supposedly I could incriminate myself.
So are you just, you're basically saying you showed up to whatever classes you wanted to, took whatever tests you wanted to?
No. So what I mean by that is I'm trying to not use the C word, if you know what I'm saying here.
Okay. I didn't want to meet.
So exactly. So I didn't want to meet, but then again, I also wanted to. Like, I wanted to finesse
he's
my way.
He's looking for an angle. He's looking for
I'm
looking for
a
hook.
The minimal work possible.
Exactly.
Absolutely. To get the C minus so he can get past the class.
I can understand that. Well, why don't you have a, can't you set up a meeting time with your professor?
I could.
Well, why are you not setting up a meeting time?
Because I work.
That's what students do. That's what people who care and want to pass and have
well,
good grades.
Well, he obviously wants to pass, but he didn't think about it early on.
Exactly, yeah. So,
first off, how did we get to the 54?
Well, I mean,
I know, that's what I was trying
to. It's kicking the can down the road, man.
Yeah, he didn't do, he missed work. He was absent on tests.
JP Finley, who I heard talking to Ryan last week, actually made a great point. And I wish somebody told me this when I was a student and actually stuck with me last week. And I will tell my kids this someday now that now JP Finley also failed math multiple times in college.
What's going on with math and everybody?
Yeah. It's hard for
some
people.
It's tough, man.
Trust me, I didn't think that math was easy.
I don't know. Some stuff in college, but easy. English.
Hey, I want to hear, can Ryan give an example of a problem? I'd be psyched for this.
No, you should write out an algebra problem for him and see if he can pass. Okay.
No chance.
like a basic algebra problem.
Okay.
And while I tell you in the audience what J.P. Finley's advice was. J.P. said that in college, in when you're taking classes in your youth, there's a lot of classes where you can skip or you can catch up on, right? Mm-hmm. You can't do that with math. Math, you have to go every single day, every single class. You have to do the homework because if you skip a class or you get behind, you miss an important step, a block that teaches you something further down the line, and you can't catch up. So you cannot skip math class. You can't not do the homework. You can do that with almost any other class. You can miss 3 days of science.
English.
And it's a small portion of the test or whatever. You move past it. Math, you're totally screwed.
Exactly.
And if someone would explain it to me like that when I was in a freshman in high school, I would have remembered that and actually done the homework.
Well, I mean, it's not even, I don't even think it's a homework issue with me. I think it's a more of a time thing.
It takes a lot of time. It's very time consuming.
Exactly. Like filling out those problems and all the tests and just so many stupid things. Like some professors don't allow you to use like a calculator on some stupid test, and I'm so bad at quick math. So it kills me. Like that, some of the stupid stuff that I can't get past.
All right, Valdez, I know this is an audio medium here, but do you have a basic algebra question for Ryan?
Yes, I have the quadratic formula. Do you know the quadratic formula?
Yes, but not off the top of my head.
Sounds like a no.
There's three letters in it. Do you know the three letters?
Is it y equals mx plus b?
I have a squared plus b squared equals
c squared. Okay.
What did you call it?
Quadratic formula. Isn't that what it is?
No, that's
you're looking at the wrong guy, Drab. It's not me.
Why am I looking at him? I don't know. I thought that was something's theory.
Pythagorean theorem?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, I think that's what I said. Y equals mx plus b. I think.
That's Pythagorean's theory.
I think.
Whatever it's called.
It's something. I know that.
we're flexing our dumb knowledge.
It was on my meat sheet, so it was on there.
Silly meat sheet.
I heard that certain students, the way, not you,
yeah,
because you have not done anything nefarious in this class, clearly. But Ryan told me that some students, what they do is they block out like 80% of their screen with Post-it notes.
Oh.
Well, not even Post-it notes. It's like laminated sticky notes.
Okay, does Brian do this in his class?
No, he does not. He says that he knows of other students that have done this.
All right, well, that is... Well, maybe you need to get with them and figure out how they're able to pull this off.
Well,
here's your quadratic or maybe Pythagorean theorem question. All right. If 12 squared plus b squared equals 144, what does b equal?
12.
Wouldn't it be 0?
Oh.
Right?
Wait, 12 squared
is 144, right? So yes. 144 plus 0 would be 144.
Okay, good point. Great point.
All right. Here's what. Sorry. He's already taken the final.
Oh, how do you think he did?
Well, I already know how.
I loved finals.
Oh, that is so ridiculous. That is so ridiculous. Yeah.
Finals week was awesome. You want to know why?
Well, okay.
Because all the students out there that would do their prep all semester long.
Yeah.
All right. All they had to do was half-ass study. Okay. And then what made it so great is all the losers like you that didn't show up to class, okay, we're getting drunk at Bentley's all night. Yeah. They didn't go to the bar because they had to stay home and study, and do their study session. So I could just go out and about in College Park all I wanted with my friends, and there was no waiting lines. There was no waiting at the bar. It wasn't crowded. There weren't people pissing in the alley or anything.
Hey,
I had the run of the town like Will Smith in I Am Legend.
Do you know what that's called at universities? Do you remember?
It's cram, or
I believe it was called, for us, it was called Reading Week. It's the time period the week before the tests begin where you don't actually have classes.
What?
Yes, well, that's at least it was at ASU. You had like Monday through Wednesday or Monday through Thursday free of classes where you just, at the end of the semester, prep for your final the following week.
I think it's just called finals week.
Finals week was the following week where actually you took the test.
Oh, I don't know about the prep.
Keep in mind, my university, 91% acceptance rate.
here's the problem with what you were doing. You didn't do any scouting. You didn't do any scouting at the beginning of the semester.
Well, for instance, scout what?
For instance,
it's an online class.
It's online.
Well, I've talked about this before. How my brother told me that whatever I do, take a Mr. Eni class because you have one paper and one test, and he gives you the answers to the test the day before.
There's no Mr. Eni's in math.
Well, yeah, well, I would love Mr. Eni.
Well, I'm just saying that he should have figured out who the weakest link math teacher is and make sure that he gets him or her.
Well, I mean, that's
the- so that way when he goes crying when he has a 54, that all of a sudden he or she shows leniency and is giving him all the answers.
I mean, I've already done that. Like, this was supposed to be the easiest
class.
Have
you ever thought about crying?
Like, to a professor?
Yeah, to the professor. Because that works that works for chicks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, bigger jugs, maybe. And you sleep with them.
Have you thought about offering?
I've tried everything. Legit tried everything. Like, I don't know what I'm going to resort to if I fail it a third time. Well, like,
hold on.
Yeah, there it is.
Whoa. How's your third time taking it?
tell them what you got on the final.
You really want to know?
Well, let's not breeze past this. This is the second time he's taking remedial.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot
that part.
Yeah.
You completely overlooked that.
So this is my second time failing.
You're a two-time loser.
Yeah, so I'm going in my third time.
Okay.
So, you really want to know what I got?
How did you get into Mason to begin with?
From Nova. I went to community college first, so I wiggled my way in.
Doesn't they accept everybody? Like, exactly. Your AA?
A 66%.
So he had a 54 going in. He got a 67 on the final.
That's, you know what that means? You did pretty good on your final.
I did better than what my final. And honestly, I didn't use my meat cheat at all. Like, it was just straight brain. So honestly, that's not bad. I thought it was going to be worse.
So Ryan will be taking the class again.
Probably.
For the third time.
Maybe in the summer.
That's what I told him. This is my entire thing for him.
Why would you not do it in the summer? Because
hold on. All right, don't answer that. I told him, I said, dude, you're struggling with this class. It's impossible. You should retake it in the summer school, during summer classes. Because it's a 6-week period, and plus you can focus all your energy on it. You don't have all these other BS classes and writing papers and stuff.
And then also it's kind of fresh in your mind since it's spring.
And hit it right now.
And my guess is that these teachers, they're not that strict in the off season, I guess you would call it.
That is true. So
you might get a little more leniency with your homework and other grades.
I'm the king of summer school. I was valedictorian of summer school.
Hey, that is not a title that you want. King of summer school.
I know, but I found my niche. Okay, I found what I was good at.
Did they have prom kings? Yeah.
Hey, if there were, I would have been nominated because everyone knew me.
Hey, what frat did you rush during summer school?
I don't like frats. All right, Ryan, tell Valdez and the audience why you don't want to take summer school after failing the class two times.
YOLO, man. It's that simple. You only live once, and me and the boys, we like to go up to the bay, usually like an hour away. And this is something...
now it's talking on my heartstrings. You know I like the bay.
Exactly. And then not only, this is like my little silly secret spot. That, like, I feel like I could take my girl to one day. Colonial Beach, down in the Potomac River. Right there. It's not even the bay. It's a Potomac River, but it's so silly. I promise you, it's the hidden spot of Nova. Colonial Beach.
Okay. So you don't want to get this burden, this monkey off your back, because you want to go boating down the Colonial Beach.
I mean, yeah. Like, it's so weird. All I want to do
Ryan
is just
says
hang
he,
out.
He can go to the bay and back and get in back here by 1 p.m. and just in time for Grant and Danny.
Exactly.
So you're going to go out on a sunrise stroll.
You got good.
Actually, Ryan, Stallion's moving up my totem pole a little bit.
You're
tugging on my heartstrings. The bay can be very enchanting.
Exactly.
Oh, so you're going out cruising on the bay?
Yeah. Go to a beach, find a beach up there. I know there's one.
Sandy Point.
Sandy Point. That's like a 45 minutes. I'd fit in so silly there.
Oh, so hold on. Your parents have a boat. You don't have a boat.
None of us have a boat. We just go there and sit on the beach. Colonial Beach, baby.
Hold on. So you're driving down to Colonial Beach to go.
Sit in the sand. And go into the water. We go in. Like, we legit swim.
I understand that because I grew up on the Magothee and I went swimming in the Chesapeake Bay. Yeah. I thought you meant, like, when you're going down, you're, like, taking a boat.
No, I got nothing. I got a broken kayak sitting in the backyard.
Hey, Colonial Beach looks kind of silly.
Dude, it's kind of nice, man.
For,
like, it's
for a
hidden
river
gem.
Beach.
Yeah, it's
Didn't
a hidden
they have
gem.
A racetrack? at some point?
I think they did.
Didn't Mama Grizzly like end up there?
No, that was further south. I think that's further south. Colonial Beach isn't that far away, right?
No, it's only like an hour.
It's like down by Woodbridge.
No. It's down close towards like Fredericksburg, really. Like it's right near where Grant Paulson grew up. Like legit, he grew up right there.
King George,
right there.
Hey, Ryan would seem like a great boatmate.
Oh, yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know, because he looked like a big redneck doofus. Yeah. That's
well,
why.
You want to have like a fishing charter, and like, I like yell at everyone and be like, hey, when you get a fish, you yell fish on.
No. You do boat parties. You don't just go out crabbing all the time.
Well, I mean, I could do a boat party if I had a boat.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought you had a boat.
No, he's just soaking up the rays.
Just going down there with his copper tone.
All right, Valdez, do you suggest him taking summer school?
I think that's the best thing he should do, because whatever he's doing is fresh in his mind.
And whatever he's done previously hasn't worked. So you got to try something different.
Yes, and I like what you were saying about how all of the focus is on the class.
Yeah, because then he can spend an hour or two a day just on the homework or studying or whatever he needs
and
to do.
Isn't it more cram too? Like you can just yes. knock it down. You can knock it out instead of just
the workload. It's probably intense.
Insane.
You know, for
yeah, but he has all of his notes handy and ready.
You think he took notes?
Great point.
Like I said, I have my meat sheet. That's all I got to me.
I'd hang on to that if I were you.
Oh, I will.
Yeah. Well, keep us updated.
Or get one from somebody smarter.
Yeah, yeah. any friends who just passed the class?
I do have a couple people who have, but different professors. So,
Well, good luck, man. I feel bad for you. I've been in that position a couple times.
It's tough. All right.
I can't relate.
Tough. I
know, Mr. I'm not.
Smarty Pants.
No, I wasn't smart. I just was able to figure it out.
That's what smart people say.
Yeah. Hey, this is we didn't talk about this at the beginning. This is the first week we're on our own feed, so we're gonna need you. If you like the show, tweet about it, put it on your Facebook page, turn people that you know like the Junkies on to Bit Season. So now it's officially the clock has started.
This is the resurrection, the rebirth of Bit Season.
Right. We're off the Junkies feed. We're on our own. Sink or swim.
Yeah, they took off the training wheels, and so hopefully we don't fall.
Valdez wants me and him to start sending out demos to see if we're good enough to get jobs in like
I think it's a funny bit
upstate New York.
I think it's a funny bit if we send out Bit Season to the CK, the program director in like Cedar Rapids, and give them the critique of the show
and get air checked and some feedback.
Get air checked, then who knows, maybe we'll send one down to Hilton Head Island and we'll be the sports crew down in Hilton Head.
Right. So we come back and we're like, all right, Junks, listen, we got a job offer. And,
they're going to pay us $35,000 in Hilton Head.
Yeah, in Stockton, California. We got a job offer. Either double our salary or we're gone.
I need some sort of bargaining chip.
All right. All right. Well, I'm down. Let's cruise the radio rags. I forget the blogs that are out there for open jobs. And we'll just send in our demos and see what comes back.
I just wanted to hear what they say, to be honest.
All right.
I think CK and I think the Junks are too kind to us to tell us if the show sucks.
Hey, I saw the iTunes reviews of Bit Season. People are enjoying the show. We appreciate that. If you do like the show, leave a review, please.
We'd love it.
If you hate it, don't leave a review. Yeah. Move on with your life. Yeah. Find a new podcast. Hey, that makes me feel so good about myself when I read those things.
Oh, people hyping you up in the reviews.
Well, hyping the show up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that is the great way to start your morning. Is just read something silly about you.
Well, it's a friendly audience.
I know. It's like your mom and dad telling you how good of a child you are.
People who already like what we're talking about.
Do you know what was big this week?
What?
That it seemed like every news outlet was talking about. It's not big on the Junks, but it's something that caught my eye.
What?
It's the Met Gala in New York. And you're probably going to say, I'm such a loser for reading about it and everything. But I'm just, it's kind of like a mystery to me.
And you know what I like about the...
And I'm intrigued by it.
You know what I actually do like about the Met Gala?
I didn't think you would be all in on Met Gala.
Okay. I've had numerous thoughts, actually, about the Met Gala. I don't know why. Okay, first of all, here's the thing. I don't know anything about the Met Gala. I don't even, I know it's in New York.
Yes, okay. It is in New York.
Is it the Metropolitan?
Yeah. The Met, okay.
I barely even know what a gala is.
Well, it's an enchanting word.
Okay.
And it's a mysterious word.
Whoever runs that thing, it's some sort of like secret society. Because have you ever in your entire life seen one picture or one video of inside the red carpet?
No.
Inside those doors?
No, it's always red carpet. Who are you wearing?
What is going on? In? What is the Met Gala? What are they doing in there?
Is it charity or is it just a party? I think it's just a powerful meeting.
Of what? What are they? Is there a dinner?
Is there dancing?
Yeah, I assume there's dancing.
There has to be hors d'oeuvres. Well, if there's dancing, is there a DJ or is there a house band?
Okay, how is there a Met Gala every year?
And nobody knows
what it is. I think it's something for the art. I'm assuming it's something for the arts or fashion because they're always talking about this year's fashion theme, right? It always has a theme.
Well, yeah. What was the theme this year? It was like the age of, not age of innocence. That's like the French Revolution. Age of the, it was like 1940s themed.
Oh, it was?
Something along those lines. That's why Kim was wearing that Marilyn Monroe dress.
Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, I know that she was wearing it. I didn't know why. Gilded glamour.
Yeah, gilded glamour.
And a concept that leaves plenty of room for interpretation and pulls inspiration from New York's Gilded Age, which must be the Marilyn Monroe era. And that was the
1950s?
50s. 40s, 50s.
Yeah. I bet you that dinner so silly inside. There has to be some sort of food.
It's a very exclusive audience. Ryan, do you know anything? Do you know what the Met Gala is?
Like, I see it all over Twitter, but like, I just have zero file on any of it.
How could you even be a fan of the Met Gala?
Let's say I'm a huge art collector. Okay,
you think it's an auction? Uh-huh. Maybe it's an auction.
I've spent millions of dollars on art this year. Mm-hmm. And I say, hey, I want to donate $1 million to the fine arts of New York. Can I have a ticket to the Met Gala? Will they give me one? Or am I just so much of a nobody that I'm not allowed?
I'm sure you could buy your way in. If you were rich enough, you'd probably have to donate a lot. I don't know. It's very secret.
What kind of food do you think they have? Escargot.
Yeah, yeah.
Caviar.
It's a very hoity-toity stuff. They're not having barbecue in there. I can promise you that.
They don't have chicken sliders.
No. Chicken fingers or anything.
Here's what I also appreciate about it. I never know when it is. It sneaks up on you. There's never a buildup about it. It's just one afternoon, everyone on my timeline is talking about the Met Gala.
And I'm one like, day it's trending.
Where did this come from?
It makes zero sense at all. Like, right. All I do is I just look on Twitter and I see everyone talking about this Met Gala. I have no idea what it is.
I know when the Oscars are. I know when the Kentucky Derby is, right?
Yeah.
I know when the big events are. The Grammys. I generally know when all this stuff takes place. Met Gala, I couldn't tell you before this week, if it was in May or December, I would have no idea. It's just one a day, everyone's talking about it, and then it goes away.
You know how like the Wu-Tang Clan had one CD and remember they put it out and like the Pharma Bro bought it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Martin Scarelli.
That's kind of weird, you know. That's what I imagine goes on inside. It's like
a secret auction.
No, it's like a secret society. And then all of a sudden that Wu-Tang album comes out and they're playing it and you hear it and nobody else gets to hear it. It's like Illuminati stuff going on in there. The world's elite are basically making decisions for everybody else in there.
Did you see there was an actress, I don't even know who she is, I can't remember, who was very upset at Kim Kardashian, EB's favorite, for announcing her crash diet and saying it's a horrible look, I'm so sick of this town.
I think more people should appreciate crash diets.
Because Kim Kardashian didn't say I really focused on my nutrition here the last 2 months because this event was important to me. No, she said she starved herself, which is just the actress is right. I should look up who it is. It's just a horrible message to send as Kim Kardashian, who's probably the most influential voice celebrity out there.
Well, it's what normal people do. You did that for your wedding. You starved yourself.
No. I went on a diet for 3 months.
But that,
believe me, I was eating plenty.
It just goes to show you how special the Met Gala is. If the biggest celebrity in the world is wants to crash diet and lose 16 pounds for it.
Right.
Well, very intriguing. You know what it makes me think about? Do you remember the Chance for Life event?
Of course.
That's your Met Gala. That's my Met Gala. That's what I think about.
Why do you always talk about this Chance for Life event?
Because the decadence involved with it. All of a sudden, there's a table.
Valdi talks about this thing like it's the Vanity Fair party after the Oscars. Okay.
It's basically a stroke fest for anyone in DC.
Broke ass charity function at MGM National Harbor.
There's a lot of influencers there.
Yeah, Joe Montana. Joe Montana was throwing
touchdown passes in the Boca room to people.
Who else came to this exclusive event?
Steve Chinigi.
Oh my God.
Cakes.
I thought they always have a performance or something like that.
Who's the guy that Emily Ratajkowski said touched her?
Robin Thicke in 2021.
They had Robin Thicke, and he did blurred lines 5 times during his set.
That's right. Yeah.
But they have Jose Andreas.
Jose Andreas doing like a
food truck in the middle of the event.
All right.
It's a well-run event, okay? And it's the elite of the elite get invited to it. And that's why it makes me think of the Met Gala. Okay. I think there's a poker tournament.
Did you wear a tuxedo to this event?
I wore a sport coat.
Wow. Okay, were any other guys wearing tuxedos?
Tuxedos?
Yeah.
Well, they're suits, but not tuxedos.
Well, I do, because aren't you wearing guys wearing tuxedos to the Met Gala? I believe
probably.
They are. I mean, they're wearing...
I like the idea of dressing up and looking like a Great Gatsby.
I know. You always have like this...
Delusions of grandeur.
Yeah, this delusion of like living this fine lifestyle that you're not a part of.
I know.
What about Cakes? What is he wearing? Is he a tuxedo guy there?
No, Cakes wears the longest jacket. He wears an ill-fitting jacket. Yeah.
The longest sleeves. I can picture it. So ill-fitting.
It's like Cakes was Stretch Armstrong. Yeah. And his arms came back to normal length.
Okay. So that's not bad then. I mean, I'd look a lot worse.
or he's too lazy or cheap to get it tailored.
Also, that kind of makes me feel good that we were in the same room for our company party there in 2019. We were in the same poker room as this charity.
Yeah, that's right. We did.
We had
our party there.
We are silly.
You were the Christmas party?
Christmas party.
I blew that off.
I think Cakes and I were the only ones who went.
Are you guys going to the Cinco de Mayo party today? Valdez has been talking about it all week. It's been driving nuts. The company's Cinco de Mayo party.
Well, number one, I think that's cool that the company's finally doing parties again.
Yes.
Number two, I don't want to be in downtown D.C. at 5 o'clock, so I'm not going to be going to.
I think I would have gone, like, if we... Like, Grant and Danny are off at 2:40 today.
Oh, you got to go.
So it's like, we only have a 40-minute show.
Hey, you got to go. Yeah, definitely. You need to change your outfit.
No, come on.
No, he's wearing a...
This is a good shirt for drinking.
A Salt Life shirt or something.
it's a rip-off one, but...
No, I think this is going to be elegant.
You think it's going to be kind of fancy?
It's on the rooftop of this place. They're probably serving dollar tacos.
Yeah.
From Tippy's Taco.
Chimichanga.
Well, I do think there will be alcohol there, so
there's drinks.
I could stumble in there.
All right, here's the email. Reminder, tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. We have a happy hour. It's a happy hour, okay. On the rooftop from 5 to 8 p.m. Oh, that's pretty long. We will have music from DJ Explosive, food, and drinks.
And a DJ Explosive, wasn't he at the Bad Bunny concert?
Was he?
Yeah. Remember?
Yeah.
I think he was.
Oh, all right. Well, you went to the concert.
I know.
I know what else is going to be explosive. The foot race to the one bathroom on the rooftop of it.
Silly bathroom.
It's going to look like a painting. Send it to the Met Gala.
Hey, what do you love about Cinco de Mayo, Valdez? You talk about this holiday every year.
I do. I like holidays like Cinco de Mayo. I like holidays like St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. Because it's basically any excuse to eat at a chain restaurant.
Okay. You mean like a Latin restaurant?
Yeah, like a Guapos.
Well, you can't go to Guapos today. Guapos Why will not? Be packed. You will never get a seat.
Rio Grande.
I eat dinner at 4:30.
No, any of them.
You can go to any of those. There's plenty of them around here.
What's Rio Grande?
Uncle Julio's Uncle Rio Julio. Grande? Uncle Julio. Come on.
Nobody calls it Rio. Uncle Julio's. I know. Actually, JP probably has had a reservation for weeks.
Well, I'm like JP, where I love any excuse to get a sizzling fajita.
Is that your number one seed when you go to these Mexican restaurants? You always get fajitas?
I love the fajita platters, and I also love the like stuffed pepper.
Oh, stuffed pepper. I actually, without you telling me, Ryan, I know I can guess what you get at a Mexican restaurant. Okay, I know what I get.
Wait, let me, I'm just actually, don't do it every time.
Ryan is a big fan of chimichangas.
What, a fried burrito? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You think I like it with extra sour cream, queso, all salsas in there?
And you think those margaritas that they have, those big jugs that they shake up have been sitting there for 4 days aren't tasty?
Of course they are. Of course.
They're amazing.
I like the excuse of cultural appropriation.
I know. You told me, those are your favorite holidays. You've got St. Patrick's
Day. St. Patrick's
Day.
Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. I'm a big fan of New Year's.
Chinese New Year?
Yeah, Chinese New Year. You ever go to a casino on Chinese New Year? The place is hopping.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've not been there.
I was joking on cakes a lot, but going to Disney. Because don't they have like the different places of the world that you explore in Epcot?
Yeah,
I'm into that. I'm into trying different cuisines.
Oh, so you want to be an adult that wants to go to Disney?
I can see the allure of it.
I didn't say this on the show, but I secretly can't wait to go to Disney. When we were talking about a few weeks ago. So I kind of made fun of adults that called them weirdos that go there, but deep down, I think I really butt sized for Disney.
So you want to use your twins as an excuse?
Yes, exactly. Because I love rides. Who doesn't love roller coasters? I love roller coasters. I love food, like nice restaurants. I love seeing. Plus, you can go to Universal Studios while you're down there, and it's Florida. What's not to like? Yeah. Right?
It's silly weather.
It's silly weather, but you're in the middle of Orlando. There's no beaches around there. I think Disney World is a big nothing.
Yeah, you can make
right, you spend 3 days at Disney World, and you spend 2 nights in Vieira Beach, or wherever it's called.
Yeah. How far is that? Clear
it's
water.
Like 90 minutes or something. I remember we fly into Orlando for spring training when they're in Melbourne or whatever it was.
What do you think's better, though? Cinco de Mayo or St. Patrick's Day?
Well, I am Irish.
Okay.
But St. Patrick's Day is nubs.
Oh.
It's nubs compared to Cinco de Mayo. You think corned beef is better than tacos?
Well, yeah, exactly. That's what I wanted to get to.
It's cabbage.
The food, better. Okay.
Both massive beer holidays.
Yeah.
All right, so I think
people are sleeping on Mexican lagers. Like Modelo's.
No. Pacifico's my favorite beer.
Yeah, Pacifico's.
Yeah.
And then what do you have? A Guinness? A Killian's Irish Red?
Yeah, those. Are you fan? You're a fan of St. Patrick's Day?
I mean, yes, I'm very Irish. Like, I am like 100% Irish.
Palest guy I've ever seen.
Honestly, I think you guys are sleeping on the food. The corned beef hash or whatever it is, like, that's silly. And plus, you only get it once a year. You can get tacos. Like, I get
fine.
I get tacos once a week.
It's just butt steamy.
No.
Whoop-de-doo.
That cabbage stinks.
No, cabbage is good. Like, that's like the healthy thing that I love. I love cabbage. I think when I get it on St. Patrick's Day, I'm usually pretty hammered by the time I eat. Like, it goes down quick, and it's amazing.
The Irish,
I love it.
They got anything else to offer? Potatoes.
There's some, like, roll. Isn't it like a hot cross bun or something? Like, something like that.
Irish bread?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there is Irish bread. I think it's, like, soda bread or something.
Yeah. It's crappy, I will admit, but.
Whiskey, whoop-de-doo.
What is whiskey?
Well, whiskey? I'm just saying.
Oh, whiskey.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give him that.
And plus, I think St. Patrick's Day, everybody takes it way too, they go way too hard. Like, they think it's, like, their excuse to be stupid drunk. But with Cinco de Mayo, I don't think it's like that at all. It's more of a kind of a celebration. You get to enjoy yourself if you go out and celebrate a little more.
And what is Cinco de Mayo? What are we celebrating?
Isn't it? It's not Mexican independence, because I think that's what everyone confuses it for.
Right.
They didn't have to do with, like, some war in some war.
It's clearly held on May 5th. Commemorates the anniversary of Mexico's victory over the French.
Yes.
Well, look at you, Valdez. I mean, somebody read a radio prep sheet this morning.
Someone who didn't have to go to summer school.
Yeah, Spanish was I did a lot of Spanish in summer school.
Hey, I'm jealous, because when I think of Cinco de Mayo, I think about you and you're in your early 20s, okay? And you are in Arizona. And I got to think Cinco de Mayo was
like Christmas for Phoenicians, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because the population there is 50% Hispanic. So it is a massive deal. I mean, I remember you wouldn't go to my buddy of Mexican heritage. He took me. The guy grew up in like the most Hispanic neighborhood in all of Phoenix. He took me to his hometown, his neighborhood,
his
Mexican bar.
His cheers.
Oh, his cheers.
Those
okay.
Cheers.
Okay, I'm talking about where nothing's in English, like on the street signs. Okay, it looks feels like you're in Mexico. I've never been so happy in my life. I was the only gringo in this entire bar. We're not talking like, you know, where the college kids go and get drunk or anything like that.
Okay.
I was no English being spoken there. So many tight jeans and cowboy boots and cowboy hats.
Whoa.
Right? Like real Mexican cowboys. Yeah. And everyone's drinking.
Like they just got done herding cattle.
Exactly.
It looks like Yellowstone.
So many tecates. And it was so much dancing.
Ooh, like, dancing?
Yeah. It's a lot of salsa and all that. I didn't have a clue, but I told you, I think maybe that's where my infatuation with Mexican women started.
So when you walked in, did anyone give you the stink eye?
No. Very welcoming culture.
Hmm.
You don't hear very often hear of us appropriating their holiday. I think they get butt-sized when white people celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
So I could show up with a sombrero and a poncho.
Well, don't be disrespectful. Don't be coming there with like a warm in your bottle of tequila. with a fake mustache on or something.
Like I'm right. Speedy Gonzales. Do you know what would be like a great place to go and visit for Cinco de Mayo?
What's that?
South of the border.
South Carolina.
So silly.
What is that? I don't even know.
You don't even
it.
Know what that
what?
Is? No. You've never driven down to...
I've never been to South Carolina.
Oh, my God.
No.
All right. So
I told you. In my mind, South Carolina is
so when you're so when you're driving down 95 South, and let's say you're going to like Charleston or you're driving to Atlanta.
I've ever driven to Atlanta?
I'm just saying. So right before you cross over...
From North Carolina
to South Carolina.
Right on the border.
Okay, but leading up to it, you got to know that the people who run South of the Border, they bought every single billboard. So as soon as you...
What is it, like a giant rest stop?
So as soon as you get to North Carolina, you start seeing signs for South of the Border.
You get it to the whole state?
The whole state telling you... and their mascot.
Oh, wow.
And their mascot, Pedro, is telling you to stop on by. Make sure you get your fireworks. Make sure you get your cigars. They got
candy shops.
They got candy shops.
Silly ice cream store there.
Let me ask you something. Is it actually have anything to do with like the Hispanic culture, or is it just
no? It's just the fact that it's crossing over the border from North Carolina to South Carolina.
It looks like a flea market or something.
It kind of is. It kind of is.
And you can walk on top of that big old tower too.
Oh, yeah, really?
That's great.
Is that a landmark?
Yes.
Exactly. So of course.
That big sombrero.
Yeah.
Is like the mini Eiffel Tower at King's Dominion.
Uh-huh.
So you can get on there and then you can look at all the cars on the road driving by. But
it's a great view.
I feel like that would be a great place to celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Hey, is there any Mexican restaurants there?
I think there actually might
there
be.
There has to be.
I think there is.
There has to be a cantina.
A cantina. There you go. Did you, speaking of Cinco de Mayo Latinas, did you see the message that we got from a biddy about last week's episode?
Oh, I saw that we had one in the inbox, but I haven't read it yet. So please,
all right,
let me
bring, where's my phone? Because I got to read it off my phone because I can't log in here on my browser. But it is silly.
Is it steamy?
It is steamy. All right, here it is. It's from a guy named Tyler. I'm glad you guys haven't seen this yet. And it says, "Bit season. Wanted to give you guys a big thank you for the name of the last episode in Drab Story.
Ooh.
My wife is of Puerto Rican descent, but I don't speak a lick of Spanish. Last night we were laying in bed and I looked at her and I said, Besame, ahora. And well, one thing led to another, and I would officially like to thank Bit Season for getting me laid. I'm a biddy for life now. Keep up the great work. Love the show."
There we go.
Prop to Tyler. You don't use that line anytime you want. Guaranteed to work.
You know what? Today's a great day to use it, too, by the way.
100%. And you know what? You don't have to say it to a Latina. You can say it to anybody.
I know.
And they'll love it.
And they'll say, what does that mean? Then you tell them to look it up.
Look it up. All right.
Hold on. I have a question there. Yeah. I'm glad that we were able to help in his quest for buns. But that's his wife. So...
every once in a while. I mean,
how does she
not in the mood or
no. But how does he says he doesn't know a lick of Spanish?
Well, your buddy Jack, who's married to a Costa Rican woman, does he speak Spanish?
I mean, he's not fluent, but he knows.
He probably knows a couple words here and there,
okay.
But he probably isn't speaking Spanish to his wife.
He's underselling.
Yeah,
his,
yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm sure he doesn't speak Spanish to his wife, but I'm sure he.
Hey, that's kind of hot though.
What the. They're role playing or something.
He's so incredibly turned on by his besame.
Yeah. Well, he's showing interest in her lifestyle.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nice job, Tyler. Keep it up.
He's doing well.
Report back.
Hey, you biddies, report back.
If we help you have sex, report back to us.
You know what? We got to give that line to Adam.
What? Oh, today?
Yeah.
It'd be a great day for him to use that.
All right.
When he's out and about.
Yeah, yeah. He needs all the help he can get. Valdez, I want to get your thoughts on the upcoming Cakes Classic.
Ooh,
that I was roped into.
Cakes announced today that the Bit Season will be featured as the guest bounties, the guests of the Cakes Classic, which is the first Wednesday of every month. So the June Cakes Classic, Drab and I will be a part of at MGM National Harbor. First of all, I'm a little offended that it took Cake so long.
I know. Like, what is going on? Like why are we...
Like, how is the Maryland SID in line before us, who see Cakes 5 days a week, who are at Cakes' every beck and call, who make sure Cakes does all of his live reads and all of his recorded commercials and stuff those millions of dollars in his pocket?
Let's go.
How are we the last in line to do the Cakes Classic?
I don't know. Let's go over some of the celebs that have appeared at the Cakes Classic. You have Rom.
Rom.
Had one. He was at a bounty.
Okay.
Richmond John.
Hey, Mikey Botts, Mikey Stotts. Okay. The newest member of the Junkies Attention Dollar Run.
Yeah. How many Mikey Botts mentions were there this week? And I love Mikey Botts.
So many. it's off the charts.
It's also tilting me that JP is getting in on the tennis, but I don't know.
He just has such an influx of attention dollars lately.
Right.
But Mikey Botts, Mikey Stotts has been a part of it. Pete Haley. We like Pete Haley.
Mm-hmm.
JP Finley and Mitch Tischler. They got their run.
Cody Betts. Yeah. And Kurt Allville. You know what?
Mike Locksley. Yeah. Mike Locksley has cakes over his house one time to fluff him up before the season starts. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden is getting free rolled into the cakes class.
Yeah. How did the cakes actually had something to do with that?
I think Dustin probably did.
Okay, I got you. Yeah.
But how are we in the back of this line for so long that we haven't been approached to do the cakes class?
Well, I think it was a lack of interest on probably both of our parts. I mean, I like when the day after the cakes classic because I like hearing the stories or if anything's good about it. But I'll be honest, I don't really know how to play poker. And I'm in this tournament, and I'm actually starting to get a little bit of nervous about it. Not nervous, but like dreading it.
Drab has this weird anxiety thing about if Drab doesn't know anything, or if he's like...
I just don't want to be seen as the village idiot.
Yeah, it's been forever since I played, too, so I'm going to suck.
But I'll be honest with you, the last time I played poker was probably eighth grade.
This is why we're going. We're going to hopefully hype up some interest, say hi to any kind of biddies that are there, and to get a squeeze a free dinner out of cakes.
I'm very excited about the free dinner.
And to record a live Bit Season show with cakes at MGM.
Oh, we are doing that.
I want to. We got to find a way to do it.
All right. Well, maybe it could be an afternoon.
Yeah,
dinner or something.
Yeah, like a pre-dinner recording. We get all the equipment necessary, and we record it, and then we are able to post it. I think that's a great idea for the bidding.
All you have to do is basically show up to this thing because I do like going to casinos. I'm a big slot guy.
And I bet you are a big slot guy.
I like walking around and just mingling. I do like all that.
And the people watching.
And the people watching and eating the food.
You know what? Drab's basically going for a free dinner.
All right. Allen Iverson might be there. He can gawk at Allen Iverson.
He's like, get this loser who's got bad luck away from it.
I love the Borgata trips. I love all that stuff. Well, but
I'm so pumped for the Cakes Classic. I've already started looking at menus.
At Valtaggio?
Yeah, Valtaggio.
Valdez asked for... I said, Cakes, it's me, Valdez, and Cakes at dinner.
Mm-hmm.
No, somebody else. Who else?
He was saying, Adam, maybe.
Maybe Adam would come. Okay, maybe Adam. Valdez wants a $500 freebie dinner, a bill, or we can rack up a $500 bill. And Cakes was like, I'm not asking for that.
To shoot for the moon. If you miss, you're amongst the stars.
Cakes said, exactly. I'll ask for $300, Valdez.
No, I said, I figure a fancy schmancy dinner like that is about $100 a person for your, if you get an app, if you get a big dinner, if you
a
get
big dessert, ribeye,
big ribeye,
couple cocktails.
You're probably right. It's about $100 a person. So I said, there's four of us, 400. And in case there's any overflow, five. And then Cakes looked at me and said, are you?
Cake said, I'm not doing that. I'll ask for $300 and pay for whatever extra out of my pocket. You're taking advantage of it.
Yeah, I am. But this is what I want. I want the red carpet treatment.
All right. What does that mean?
I don't know. I want Cake's hang time.
Okay. Well, here's what I want more than anything. A hotel room.
Oh, that too. Okay. You'd be so psyched for that drive compared to what you're doing.
Short drive, a night away from the family.
Oh, that's so that's silly.
You pass out with your pants, your shorts around your ankles.
so much solo time.
So much solo time. I mean, I will actually be butt sized for it.
Peace and quiet.
If we get a hotel room. peace and quiet. Yeah. I'm sure we'll get a room.
Hey, I'm trying to think of a way for Drab and I to meet during this this poker event.
What do you mean meet?
I mean meet.
Oh, meet. Dude, I don't want to get dragged out of there by the pit boss and get beat up with
this is a casino. Okay. They hit your hand with a hammer.
How are we gonna get one over on the casino?
This is when I first turned 21, my dad took me to Atlantic City.
All right.
Okay. We were at the
show. Did you guys do?
We went to the showboat.
All right, showboat a little bit.
We entered the $65 poker tournament.
Okay.
My dad treated me to the tournament, and I made it all the way to the final table.
No way.
I did, and I just turned 21.
She must have been super proud of you.
He was. But you want to know how I made it to the final table?
How?
Is that before we all got consolidated to one big table,
mm-hmm.
my dad and I were at the same table. And then
he started stomping on the ground.
He started stomping on my foot.
Okay.
And before we started, he said, when I stomp on your foot, I'm bluffing you and I'm giving you all my chips. So he dumped all of his chips to me and let me go to the final table.
Really?
That's silly.
So that is silly.
Yeah.
Do people who think do that in real life?
Probably.
They have to.
So
they have
so
to.
This is what I want. Is that Drab? You're a rube.
All right.
So if you have no
I'll dump you my chips.
Yeah, just dump them to me.
Okay.
What we should do is we should just make sure Bikey Bots goes there. He's a skill player, and we'll just give him all of our chips.
And then we chop.
Yeah, exactly. Then we chop. Or we dump them all to cakes. Yeah,
but I don't know anything about the Cakes Classic. Are we all going to be sitting at the same table?
Probably not.
Okay. Not if but we're two bounties.
But if we end up at the same table. We end up right
okay.
next to each other.
All right, we're in the final 10.
Yeah, if all of a sudden you feel me rubbing up against your calf, I'm not horny. I'm trying to give you my chips.
You know what? It's not a bad idea. I kind of like it.
It's kind of stupid.
It's probably very stupid. We'll probably get our asses beat and dragged out of there and banned for life.
Hey, what if we did that? And then Cakes lost his poker ambo. The only thing in life, I actually
that
think
matters
he,
to him.
The only thing in life that matters to Cakes is poker ambassador status. And I actually think he probably loves the poker ambo more than Kurt. And he loses that because all of a sudden we're caught cheating, and he brought in those scofflaws mm-hmm. into the MGM National Harbor, and they revoked his noir card and all of his comps and all of his free tournament.
That play. Could happen.
He might. Hate us forever.
Hey, he would. We should plan on being out of that tournament at 9 p.m.
All right. What do you? Yeah, all right.
Then we're gonna go to the B bar. All right.
This is
a live bit season. Hey,
this is
meet
what,
up.
What this is what we'll do is we'll immediately dump our chips to Cakes.
Okay.
All right. And we'll go find a game to bet on at the sports book. and hang out together and high five.
I like
there
that.
We go.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds like a much better time. And stumble back to our rooms.
We'll feed nachos to each other watching games at the sports book.
I love it. You know what? Clary's got to come to one of these things. Can you make it over there by 7 o'clock?
Probably not 7. I can make like 7:30.
What time you guys go to 6:30?
Yeah, we go till 6:30. So
you might be able to make it over there by 7 o'clock.
I could probably swing on by.
Or you dip out early. I'm sure Darius can handle the final 15 minutes by himself.
Yeah, but even then, like, I don't know how to do poker. I'm not a poker guy.
Wait, do you go to the casino?
I do.
What do
I
you do. Play there?
No, sports books. I just go to the sports book. Like,
two dummies
yeah.
here over there. Stay away from the math games.
That, and I always get fooled.
Let me see Ryan's pot odd calculation.
So sports book, just go to the sports book, make some money, bet in the game. That's just my thing.
I bet you Ryan would have passed his final. If I would have told him the line is minus 150, how much would you make if you bet 100?
Are you asking me that?
Sure. Yes.
85.
See?
I know that. I know my lines.
Hey, you got to like somehow transition every math problem into a sports betting question.
Yeah.
Like a baseball stats question, you're like a batting average question. You'll figure it out.
It would do me well.
Yeah, put that on your meat sheet.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to Bit Season. We had a good time. We'll be back next week. And hope everyone...
Remember to share the show. Share, tell your friends.
Yes, tell your friends. Tweet about it. All that kind of subscribe. Yes. All very important to the success of BitSeason.
Because this is the first of many that won't be on the Junkies feed. And I'm sure we're going to get a bunch of...
And EB already thinks we can't do it. He was puffing his chest out this week going, oh, it's going to be a big difference for you guys once you're off that Junkies feed. You're going to see those downloads plummet.
Yeah, and Ryan, your job today is to reply to every angry tweet we get about not seeing the episode on the feed. Because there's going to be a lot
them.
Of that.
We'll guide them. Yeah. All right, guys, have a great weekend to all you biddies out there that are mothers. Happy Mother's Day.
Also, happy Mother's Day. Happy all the biddy moms. And this is what I want today.
What's that?
Is that when you're out at 5 o'clock and you're at Guapo's or you're at Uncle Julio's, I want to see a picture of you and your margarita.
Let's see him. Tag BitSeason.
Yeah.
There
we'll
go.
We'll retweet him.
Love it. All right, guys. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon.
See ya.
See ya.
Later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.